Now on Sky Sports Radio for our 30-minute preview of Canterbury midweek racing. We're on a good three. It's going to be around 29 degrees. Beautiful day to be there. Paul Joyce, good morning to you.
And good morning, Andrew. Good morning to the punters. Yes, a lovely warm day in Sydney. Some small fields, particularly early in the card, so we'll just have to tread a little bit carefully there. But I have got one at big odds, early-ish, but in the middle of the program, and stick around for that one.
All right, 8-race card today, and good morning to our friend Ray Thomas. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew and Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I guess with the rail out 6 metres, boys, that's probably not a bad thing that these fields are on the smallish side, but let's hope we can find a few winners, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Glenn Munsey's now online. Good morning to you, Glenn, from tab.com.au.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. Good morning.
Oh, no. Take that line off, please. Take him off air, please. fair to him. That noise... I dream of that noise now. That's how bad it's got. If we can try and rectify that, we certainly will. But right now, let's give you the market for race one. And number one, Crown Him, with tab fixed odds at $3.60. Number two, Octavian Augustus at $3.20. Three, Raisin Army at $2.80. Four, Bring Me the Bling at $6. And five, Shanelin Kung Fu at $10. So it's a small race. Octavian Augustus, Paul, $3.20 favourite.
Yeah, look, Chris Waller has three of the five here, Andrew, and it's hard to find any natural speed. Crown Him and Octavian Augustus could go forward, but they both tend to do it a bit keenly. So I've actually got Raisin Army crossing from that outside gate and leading the small field. Very minimal pressure, Ray.
Yeah, you could make a case for all five here, couldn't you, Paul? Hence, it's $10 the field. Look, I'm going to give Octavian Augustus another chance. I know he's been disappointing, but look, his first up run at Warwick Farm against the older horses was super when he flew home to run third. Then he stepped straight up to 1600 in the Dulcifer. As Paul mentioned earlier, he had a tendency to over-race that day, and it was disappointing running sixth behind Mo Queen. Then came back to the 1400 metres, Paul. I don't think it suited him. More particularly, Nicolance was low-flying that day and ran 122 and change, winning over the 14. He just couldn't keep up, Octavian Augustus. I think getting out to the 1550 today, I take your point about the tempo, Paul. I hope he settles. If he does, he's always promised a lot. He might deliver today. And at the 320, I think he's better value than the favourite, his stablemate Raisin Army, who's $2.80. He's also had a few chances, had some excuses his last couple. He's ready to win. It should be an interesting battle here. Team Hawks have the filly Bring Me the Bling, who's been competing in some stakes races and wasn't disgraced last start in Brazil's race that ran. Brazil was potentially a Carbine Club stakes runner at Flemington on Saturday. He's a nice horse, and she was competitive on that occasion. Crown Him the best of the rest. 2, 3, 4, and 1, Octavian Augustus on top.
Yeah, tricky one, Ray, to get us started, isn't it? I've gone 3, 4, 1, and 2. Look, Raisin Army, he raced on Friday night, actually, in a 1550 maiden here at Canterbury. So very similar to what he faces today. He didn't have much luck in the straight. He was box seating from barrier one and just couldn't get a clear crack at them. Hopefully they go forward and lead on him today. I think if they do that, that may give him the advantage he needs here in what looks a very open little affair. The four, Bring Me the Bling. Well, he's got some form. Fourth in the Fernhill behind Prized Icon. That's good form. As Ray said, last start, seventh behind Bazell. Only beaten 3 3/4 lengths. And I thought she was hitting the line better than most there. So she's got some upside. Just whether or not 1550 around Canterbury's perfect for her at this stage, I'm not sure. The one, Crown Him, again, he's got some good form. He ran second in the Fernhill behind Prized Icon. He ran a good fourth behind Attention last start. But there's some depth to his form, but he's got to lump the 61. And Octavian Augustus, well, on ability, you'd say he's the best horse in the race, but he just keeps doing a few things wrong. So I've gone 3, 4, 1, and 2. Hopefully Raisin Army finds the front and keeps going.
For Darren Flindell, our race caller, he likes 4, Bring Me the Bling, to be 2, 3, and 1. 4, 2, 3, and 1. And Ray, you mentioned that that race out of the horse I wanted to mention was Alliterate. What was the horse you mentioned there that's going to possibly Carbine?
Bazell.
Bazell, yeah. Alliterate came out of the same race. Pat Farrell's towing Alliterate down to Melbourne as we speak, going to run on Saturday in the Wakeful, and if she runs well, then they'll make a decision on the Oaks. But Blake Shin takes the ride on Alliterate in the Wakeful on Saturday.
Yeah, Pat Farrell told me he had a Wakeful runner 30 years ago, Andrew.
I went looking for it. Blazing Fontaine.
That's it, yeah. It ran third, and he said this filly could carry Blazing Fontaine, so good luck to Pat.
Good luck to Pat. He'll be listing on the outskirts of Sydney, heading down to Melbourne as we speak. Race number two, this is the TAB Handicap, and with TAB fixed odds here, number one, Storm Siren at $15, two, El Mio Destino at $8, three, Queen Misty at $6.50, four, Pepperberry at $2.80, and five, Dagny is at $2. And it's been, with the scratchings of the six and the seven, it's been $2.80 now, $2, where the other one's gone $3.50 into $2.80 with the scratchings here, Paul.
Yeah, look, again, very small field, five runners. El Mio Destino, she likes to lead, so I assume she'll get across quite comfortably here. Pepperberry and Dagny, the two well in the market. From those good draws, I don't think they'll let the leader have a picnic in front, because the other two, Queen Misty and Storm Siren, are both back markers race. So on paper, at least, it looks a really easy one to map.
Yeah, and a good race, this good little clash. These two mares have come back in terrific form. Pepperberry was, she was excellent first up at Gosford, as was Dagny, who flew home to win at Kembla Grange. Not a lot between them, Paul, but I'm leaning towards Pepperberry. She's been a mare who's always promised a lot. She was placed at her first four starts behind some nice types, couldn't break through, but as I said, her first up win at Gosford was indicative of a mare who's come back in great order. And I think the way this race sets up, she'll be stalking that leader and be very hard to run down here at Canterbury. Dagny is definitely the danger, but getting into $2 is short enough now, I thought, Paul, but you can't knock her on that Kembla Grange win. She was excellent. Her last 600-metre sectionals, Paul, she broke 33, which is very, very good for a maiden win. Of the rest, El Mio Destino, as Paul suggested, will lead, and it was a much-improved effort last start at Warwick Farm. It made Nasak work overtime to beat her at Warwick Farm, and she's going along nicely. And one, Storm Siren, can sprint well fresh, is the best of the rest, but I think the match in two here, the two favourites, Paul, I've got four Pepperberry on top. From 5, 2, and 1.
Yes, Ray, I agree. It's a match in two. I've gone the other way. I went 5, 4, 2, and 3. And look, you've already hit the nail on the head with Dagny. It looked so good to the eye watching that maiden win first up from almost a year break. Obviously, Chris Waller trained as well, so you know they're going to improve off that. Then I had a look at those sectionals which you just mentioned, and she broke 33. She ran 32.86 last 600 in winning, which you don't see too often, and you'd have to think she'll take the jump in grade to a benchmark 72 here. As long as they do put her into the race, I think the big concern there is if she gets too far back and just has too much work to do. But I think she can win. I think Pepperberry's the obvious danger. She's had the five starts now, never missed a place. And obviously Blake Shin, barrier four, I'm sure he'll have her in a striking position turning for home. Now, number two, El Mio Destino, she will give some cheek. She's won five races. These two are both coming out of maiden grade. So, you know, she's value at the $8 because she will give some cheek here. And I thought number three, Queen Misty, the best of the rest. But 5, 4, 2, and 3 for me in the second.
Okay, for Darren Flindell, it's 4 Pepperberry to be 2, 5, and 1. 4, 2, 5, and 1 in race number two. Previewing Canterbury with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas. We're up to race three, the Schweppes Plate. And Glenn Munsey is online with a perfect line with his market for race number three.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Let's have a look at race three. Geez, I'm glad I get up early in the morning to get ready for this all the time. The Schweppes Plate. I've got to have about eight of them to get over this drama I'm suffering here. Fantastic Man, named after you, Andrew. Come back as a gelding, though, at $18. Same or more at $8. Special Missile, $21. Winch at $4.60. Yeah, Bravo came out this morning. 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Gaytime Girl at $15. Moccasin Miss is a $6 chance. Princess Callie at $26. And Zumbalina is the $1.80 favourite. Fairly quiet the interest on this race here. The best supported runner overall is actually Moccasin Miss, who went up $6. Hasn't changed from that overall quote. Although I can tell you, Special Missile, we had a 23, is now 21 after an investment there.
All right, speed-wise here, it's Moccasin Miss, the horse Glenn Miss mentioned. She'll fire across the lead, going off her trials. Sam Amore mightn't be too far away. Winch will definitely kick up off the inside gate. And it wouldn't surprise me if Special Missile was a bit more handy off that good draw. The favourite, Zumbalina, off everything I've seen of her, I assume she'll get back and run on.
Yeah, she's pretty short, isn't she, Paul, at the $1.80? But look, you couldn't help but be impressed by her debut effort here at Canterbury back in mid-August. Got a long way back on that occasion. flew home and just missed running down. A pretty handy colt in Spirit and Fire that day. She's been freshened up since, comes out of a lovely soft Rose Hill trial where she was beaten the nose, but could have won easily if she was extended at any stage. Look, I know $1.80 is pretty short, but look, I think she'll win Zumbaland. She's got a lot of upside. The 7 Moccasin Myth, as Paul suggested, she's shown a lot of natural speed in her trials, and her trial form's excellent. So the Gary Portelli stable having a good run at the moment. Watch for Moccasin Miss with Deanne Pena's claim. She'll run a race here with a lightweight. Of the rest, Paul, I thought number 2, Samer Moore, showed enough on debut at Canterbury back in July to suggest he's got a future. Again, he comes off a soft trial. And number 1, Fantastic Man, as Glenn said, has been gelded since last in work. You won't see a more striking horse race at Canterbury today. Look, he'll need further. If he runs a race, back him next start, Fantastic Man. I think he's a good horse in the making. Zumbaland on top, Paul. She's pretty sure, but I think she'll win. 9, 7, 2, and 1.
Yeah, well, this is my roughie of the day here. I'm going with 3, Special Missile, the horse that has been specced. 3, 9, 4, and 2. He trialled well, this horse. He won 2 trials this campaign. He then went up to Gosford for a maiden, and everything that could have gone wrong went wrong from a bit of a tricky draw there for Blake McDougall, the apprentice. He was a bit slow away, then he sort of tried to get back and in behind them, couldn't do it. And then on the turn, he was about 8 and 9 deep in a 9-horse field. So to finish 4th, I thought it was a reasonable effort. And, you know, off those trials, Blake Shin jumping aboard, perfect barrier today. I just think he's a massive chance to improve, and at $21, I couldn't resist having a bit of a nibble there to fill the bank heading into Saturday. So Special Missile will go on top. Number 9, Zumbalina, she's an obvious danger. She really does stand out, but she's just, you know, borderline value for me, the $1.80, yeah. considering she may get back in a race where there's not a stack of speed. But look, if she gets even break, she'll probably win the race. Number 4, Winch. I thought he was solid at Hawkesbury last start. Not convinced about the depth of form, but barrier 1 helps him. And number 2, Samar Moore. Trialled okay at Rose Hill last time, and it's only start struck a heavy track behind Mediterranean. So really not sure where he sits at the moment. 3, 9, 4 and 2. We'll know a lot more after this race, but hopefully Special Missile gives a bit of a cheek.
Okay, for Darren Flindell, he goes the favourite 9 to beat 1, 4, and 7. 9, 1, 4, and 7. And the money will start rolling in from the loyal listeners of Sky Sports Radio. Glenn Munsey on Special Missile.
149 by 85 since Paul started tipping it up, Andrew. Okay. 173 by 85 now.
Yep, so there's our loyal audience, and we thank you for being a part of our loyal audience.
Or as they're affectionately referred to, Andrew, the disciples.
Yes, the family. The Sky Sports Radio family.
185 by 86.
Let's move to race 4 now. This is, and we've got an 8-race card today, so we'll keep pumping along here. The 4th race, the tab.com.au handicap.
Yeah, 205 by 106 now. We go to Coolcraft here with the winkers on today, and the earmuffs taken off at $5.50. Kandinsky with the winkers on is the $3.20 favourite. Choice Lager at an $11 chance. He's a given at $4.80. Quantrill at $4.60. Montero at 51. Never Back Down at 17. And Nuwa running here, not in the last race, at $6. Best supported runner here is Kandinsky. Scratched, of course, with a wide alley last Saturday at Randwick. That was a benchmark 78. This is a benchmark 72. There's been 350 into 320. Best back to beat it is Quantrill for Matty Smith.
Yeah, a bit of speed. Kandinsky will obviously press forward, but Quantrill won't hand up, I don't think. Choice Lager will be thereabouts, and Nuwa could probably show a bit of speed from that wide gate, Ray. So field of 8, but I think they'll move along okay.
Yeah, I like Kandinsky here. Paul, winkers going on, and that was because when he hit the front at Canterbury first up, he sort of looked around and raced about a bit and wasn't concentrating fully to the line. Still a very solid effort, just beaten by Satirical Magic. Improvement, obviously, fitness-wise, off that when he scored his only previous start at Warwick Farm back in November. Lightly raced, very promising type with the gear change and the nice barrier. I think he ticks all the boxes today, number 2, Kandinsky, one of the better bets of the day. Number 1, Coolcraft, comes back to his favourite track. He enjoys racing here at Canterbury. 2 starts, 2 wins. His last couple of runs, a little bit indifferent, but he's been freshened up since he ran unplaced at Warwick Farm. And Coolcraft, back in grade here, will run a race. Quantrill, very honest and game. And number 3, Choice Lager, resuming here, has got good first up form, but pretty keen on Kandinsky, Paul. He's ready to win 2, 1, 5, and 3 in the 4th.
Yeah, I won't take too long here because I'm 2, 1, 5, and 4, so almost the exact same numbers. Look, can't add much to Kandinsky. I'm sure he can improve off that first up defeat. Would have liked to have seen Satirical Magic come out and win last Friday night, which he didn't. but still I'm going to stick with him. Coolcraft, exactly what Ray said. He's had 2 from 2 here at Canterbury. Looks the goods for a danger. Quantrill Barrier 1's a big plus, and the only difference I'm putting number 4, he's a given in. From 3 first up starts, 2 wins and a placing, so he's never missed a top 3 from his first up run. 2, 1, 5, and 4 in the fourth.
Darren Flindell likes 5 Quantrill to be 2, 1, and 8. 5, 2, 1, and 8. And Kadinsky's co-trainer, Michael Hawks, one of the guests on Tab Talk between 10 and 11. Michael Hawks, Michael Friedman, Anthony Cummings, Jay Ford, Jason Coyle. All the racing info along with the NBL on Tab Talk after 10.